You're listening to Gifted with Sheila White, a podcast that will inspire you. Its purpose is to uplift and entertain creatives to pursue their passions through their gifts. Sheila White is a film and television producer, author, and entrepreneur. And in each episode, Sheila talks with gifted individuals about their journey and the lessons they've learned. It will also inspire you to make an impact, living your best purpose-driven life with clarity. And now, here's your host, Sheila White.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Gifted with Sheila White. I am excited to be here today. I have someone that you need to know. I want you to call a friend and let them know to tune in today to Gifted with Sheila White, because we have a person that can help you in a number of different directions in your life. You know, life coaching is one of the most powerful arsenals that a person can have in their tool. It can help promote self-awareness and introspection, and it can help you to identify some of your limited beliefs and thought patterns, and it can help you to facilitate some problem-solving situations and decision-makings. Well, I want to encourage you today to listen to our person that we have with us today. Her name is Betty Howard, and Betty Howard, while working as a medical assistant, she takes care of her parents, and she realized in her life that her desire was not just to take care of her parents, to live a better life and helping other seniors. That's when her journey began as a private duty caregiver, and she's still in that service on today. She's also the visionary of Scared Open Doors Ministries, and she has been a servant in this ministry for over 8 years. So she's not true to this. She's not new to this. She's true to this. So she knows how to take care of people. And it's an outreach ministry that is dedicated to seeking ways to providing support and services to those in need. Now, folks, in America, there is a lot of people that need help, a lot of needs that they have. And so people like Life Coach can help you to be able to get through and navigate through some of those landmines that are out there. She's furthering her career with working with young girls in education, helping them to pursue their dreams. Her desire is to encourage people to not only to pursue their dreams, but to get more out of life, their calling. That's what she's trying to do. She's a heart-centered messenger. And all of those things, she wants you to know why you were created to be and do what you're doing. So I want to welcome my special guest today with us. Her name is Miss Betty Howard. Betty, welcome to Gifted today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. I'm excited today to be here with you. Thank you.
Now, you know, we met a little while back and I was so moved by your story and your energy. I mean, you have an energy that just draws people in. And so I can understand why you decided to go into this type of industry, working and taking care of people. But I want to know what motivated you to become a life coach, because you are a caregiver taking care of people, but you decided I'm going to go a step further and become a life coach. So what inspired you to do that?
What inspired me was my desire to help people, my compassion and my desire to help people reach their purpose in life. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people live life without purpose. They live a life of comfort and necessity. And so with me, I decided that, you know, because of my compassion and my life journeys, I decided that, listen, I need to share that. I need to help people to get to that place of purpose and just not living, but living a life of fulfillment in their life, which is purpose. You know, come on, let's get there together. And so because I have encountered many people and I saw the need for people to actually just live in a purpose-filled life, then I said, okay, let me go into this field so that I can coach them and give them the tools that they need in order to live that type of life, the life that they desire. But a lot of times people don't know how to get there. You know, they desire it, but they don't know how to get there. And so that's where I come in, because of my devotion and my determination and my life experiences with getting to the purpose that and knowing why I was created, you know, to exist in this world. And it wasn't just to do a 9-to-5 or, you know, just be in a place where I'm familiar with, but to go into a place where there's fulfillment there. Mm. And so I help people to do that, to realize their strengths, you know, and be that self-awareness. And I help them to get from who am I to who I am.
Oh, so I like that. I like that. You know, it a lot of people have what, you know, when you're trying to help people in this area, they have their egos get in the way, you know, and I want to talk about some of the challenges that you face when working with others. I like to call ego as edging God out when you got too much of that going on. And so how do you work with the challenges while trying to help coach others? Because you're trying to push them into purpose and they're kind of stubborn, stuck in their own ways, not moving or doing the things that you want them to discover who they are. They've been beat down and trodden. And so they don't know how to get off of that holographic grip that's on them. So how do you help people to face those challenges?
So what I do is I get them, first of all, to start with self-awareness. I work from the inside out. And so that self-awareness is to get them to realize their strengths, you know, and to help them to realize that, you know, it's through determination, mm-hmm. it's through dedication, and it's through discipline. And so then I also have them to be, I make them responsible, or I have them to know that they have to be responsible for what they want to do. And then I take it to a place of whether it's a desire or is it a drive? You know, is this something that you just desire to do, or is this a drive that you have? And so I use the accountability, you know, accountability. And I also go through stages where I say, okay, let's take it step by step. Because a lot of times if you give people too much at one time, then they look at the whole picture. But I get people to see it where, okay, let's start where we're at now and work our way to where we're trying to go. And so a lot of times people need somebody that's walking with them instead of just pushing them up. Let's get there together. You know, let's get there together. And so that's like, okay, I'm somebody that, okay, you, because I'm having you accountable for what you're doing, then now there are steps that needs to be done with your determination, your dedication, and your discipline that comes along with that. And that right there will let me know if you're really serious about going where you're going, or you just, you know, a procrastinator, you just talk about it, but you don't want to be about it. And so with me, I make sure that, hey, this is what you really want to do, and I'm there to help you to do it and to get there.
Now, when you get to a certain point like you are right now, you know, there's challenges that you've had personally in your life that kind of help you to say, I'm going to move in this direction, you know, as a caregiver, taking care of your parents and things like that, and taking care of seniors and things. You know, as you're working with them, there's sometimes certain challenges that say, hey, not only am I going to move in this direction, but then let's talk a little bit about some of the personal challenges that you've had to overcome to be able to go into this field to say, I need to help somebody else. It's not about just taking care of others. You know how they say, put your mask on first when you're in the plane, secure that mask, and then help secure the person next to you. So what were some of the things that you went through, some of the challenges that kind of helped you to say, I've got confidence in this area where I can help some people? Let's talk about your drive a little bit and your determination.
Yeah. So my drive came from with my mom and dad. That's where it started, because my dad, you know, he made his transition first, and then it was my mom. And through her, I realized that that's when the compassion came. Okay. That's when I had, because you have to be compassionate about what you do. And so with that compassion comes patience. And so with the challenges that I've had in the area of being a caregiver was knowing that you have to look beyond the exterior and look into the interior of a person. And so you can't always look at, you know, what you see, but you have to go by what you know, is going on with that person. And everybody has to be addressed differently. And so you can't, it's not something that's across the board that you do, but you have to treat each individual as an individual. And so then that's where you come in and say, okay, you know, I see what you're going through. You're compassionate about it. And let me help you realize what it is that, and help them look at what's going on with them. You know, a lot of times when you have a person to talk it out, then they realize that, okay, this is what I need. This is what's going on. And so that's what I do as far as helping a person realize that self-awareness, you know, that inner strength that they have. A lot of times people have the inner strength and the strength that they don't even realize they have. And they just need somebody to just, you know, pull it out of them. I can give the illustration of when you first learn how to ride a bike. Okay, yeah. When you're a little kid and you have the training wheels on. And so as long as you have those training wheels, you're comfortable, you're okay. But when you take those training wheels off, that's when you need that person that's helping you to learn how to ride a bike, to be there to encourage you and let you know you can do it. You know, it's in your ability to do it. And so that's what I found out that, okay, I need people from different experiences with people, talking with people. And I realized that I was able to bring that strength and that inner strength that they had, you know, out and let them know that, okay, I am capable of doing these things that I'm capable of doing. And it takes patience. It takes patience, you know, in order to do that with people across the board, whether it's young, middle, or old. It's the patience that you have to have and the insight that you have to have with people in order to, and you have to love people. That's the main thing. You have to love people. You have to love working with people, you know, and so you don't take it, everything that happens, you don't take it internally. You know, you have to externalize a lot of things in order for you not to, you know, get into that place where you're giving your opinion or what you think or how you think it should go, you know, and you have to be unbiased and know that, hey, these people have to figure this out for themselves and they have to do it in their own way. And everybody does it in their own different speed. You know, one person may get it quicker than the other one. You know, I'm the mother of three. Beautiful children and the grandmother of four wonderful grandchildren. And I have to treat each one as individuals. I can't do it across the board, you know, so I have to treat them as individuals. So that's how I, you know, that's how I combat the things that I'm, you know, confronted with.
It's interesting because you talked about the exterior, you know, of a person versus the interior. And sometimes you may have a client that may come in. They may have some difficult situations going on in their life. They walk in with their exterior looking like they have it all together and they want to come in and maybe talk about a little surface problem. But then you find there's deeper rooted problems that they have, but they're not ready to open up. Or as they open up, they become kind of frustrated because you're drawing out of them some things that they're coming to an understanding of. So how do you deal with difficult clients or situations, because you're cracking open an egg, you know, you're getting in there and they may not be ready to go to those truths or to identify some of those issues. So how do you deal with the difficult situations or the difficult clients when counseling, life coaching?
So what I do is I have to let people do it their way. And so when they come in difficult, I have to look at, there's an underlying to that. That's a reason why they're that way. And I ask, you know, why do you feel that way? Why do you think that it's that way? Is it other ways that, you know, we can try to, you know, assess the problem or the situation that you have? And so with, I guess, because my confidence, you know, and my assurance and my encouragement to them helps them then to realize that, okay, I can relax. Because the main thing that I want, you know, people, the people that I serve in my life coaching, is to be comfortable and confident with me and to be able to know that you're in a comfortable place. You're in a safe place, you know. And so even when bringing out the worst, you're not bringing it out to somebody that's going to be judgmental. You know, I'm unbiased. You know, I'm unbiased. I allow you to do it the way you need to do it. And then we move forward from there, you know, from where you're at. You know, I don't try to push you. I'll try to kind of push you a little bit, but if I see my pushing you is causing you irritation, then I have to back up and I have to allow, you know, the people to do it the way that they want to do it. You know, I can't force. But when I say push, I don't mean that I'm forceful. It's not a forceful push. You know, it's a healthy push. You know, it's an encouraging push that I do.
You know, it's really interesting because a lot of people are afraid, you know, Ms. Howard, to go to a life coach because they feel that, you know, they're not ready to open up or they're not ready to share. They're struggling with making some of the significant changes in their life that they should make. And so they kind of stay away or they say, no, I want to get help, but I'm afraid to get help. So how do you advise someone who's struggling? They want to make that change, like you said, but they're just afraid to just step over that little plateau and say, I must do this to help myself to get better. Because sometimes there's mental and there's an emotional and physical, all these things going on in a person's life when they're thinking about going to a life coach. So if a person is coming in and they really want to make a significant change, what are some, I want to say, some nuggets or some easy steps that you can encourage them on to be able to say, just begin here. And then, like you said, just keep moving one step, one step, one step.
Yeah. What I like to do is I like to be transparent and I share my life experiences with people and I let them know how I got to where I'm at. And it was not, you know, something that happened overnight. And that it's a process in it, you know, and so the process, you have to be willing to go through the process. So by me being transparent and open to, okay, well, let me share with you how I did it, you know, and so that's one of the nuggets. And see, one of the methods that I use as well is I use a method of questioning. You know, I have a questionnaire that, you know, you fill out, you know, what do you want to accomplish? You know, that's one thing, because we can't accomplish everything at one time. So you have to prioritize. What are you trying to accomplish right now? And so let's start with the small thing and work up to the big thing. So what is some of the things you want to accomplish right now in your life? And then we'll start with what you want to accomplish within the next week. I mean, 2 weeks. So what can we're going to start with 2 weeks here. And so let's see what we can accomplish in 2 weeks. And after you accomplish the 2 weeks, now let's move forward to, you know, the three weeks, 4 weeks, the month, whatever. And so and it gets to the place where, okay, where do you want to be in 5 years from now, 10 years from now? So that's the process that, you know, we have to, you know, that I use in order to get people to where they need to be. And so taking one step at a time, you know, and like I said, being transparent and letting them know that, hey, you know, you're not alone. Yeah. And my motto is let's get there together. You know,
that's
let's get
key.
There together. You know,
yes.
So we're here to get there together. You know, I'm not trying to act like I'm all there. I've got it already. No, let's do this together.
I like that. I like that. Let's do this together. And your demeanor is that you're calm, you're understanding. And that's what people need when they have a life coach, because they want to make meaningful connections when they come in and they want to make those changes in their life to be able to get better towards their goals and things like that. And I love the fact that you take your time with them. Like you said, let's get there together is a good model. You're working with them, you're understanding, and you're helping them to understand that this process, as you're working with them, can help you to get to those steps. You're giving them the strategies that they need and providing those tools, you know, that they need for their underlining issues. Because a lot of times I know people aren't aware of their issues. And they come in there loaded with more issues like Scott roll tissues, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
looking for a lot. And like you said, it can't be done overnight. And that's what I think that people have to understand, especially our listening audience. They have to understand it's not an overnight process. It's not a microwave situation, that it may take time to unravel some of those issues. Healing, you know, takes time.
Yeah.
Especially when they've had certain types of trauma. Now, when people have certain types of trauma, how do you help them to begin to with the healing process? What are some of the strategies that you suggest when they've gone through, like there's a lot of immigrants coming over here now. They're trying to escape from their country coming over here as an example, and they're looking for a better life, but they've left poverty and a lot of different things in their country. They've seen a lot of things.
Yeah.
So how do you help people to be able to, that are struggling and that need to have that healing? What are some nuggets that you can give some people to just to start to bridge that gap of towards healing? Yeah.
So what I do is I provide resources, okay. You know, places that they can go, you know, that will help them in the areas that they need. If it's be in, you know, housing, clothing, food, you know, as far as even places where they can learn the language. Because I think a lot of people that's coming from different countries is struggling with the language barrier. Yeah. And so right now I'm actually in the process of helping someone that's from another country to get into a program where she can better understand the language here, you know, so that when she has to go and take care of different businesses, you know, things that she needs to take care of over here, then she'll be able to communicate. Yeah. And so one of the things I do is, okay, let's start where you're at. So what is the main thing that you want to learn when you come over here? You're struggling, you're in a new country. And I put myself in that place. If I was in a country where I didn't know anything, then I would definitely need somebody that would, you know, in a sense, mentor me and coach me and help me to, you know, get established in the country that I'm in. And so that's what I do. I say, okay, let's find out where you can go, you know, to get the help that you need. And then let's move forward and see. Then what I do is I help people to know that the process of doing things is the main way for you to get to where you need to go. You have to go through the process. It's just like a person, the name of my ministry is Scarred, Open Door Ministry is Scarred, you know, and that's like sharing, caring, allowing, you know, releasing, restoring, embracing, and developing, you know, and developing into that person that you need to be. And so those are layers, you know, those are layers. It's just like a metamorphosis. You know, you go from a caterpillar to a butterfly. But in order to get to be able to fly, you have to go through the process of the metamorphosis. And so a lot of times, yes, it's hard. It's hard. But that's what I'm here for, to make it as easy as possible so that you can go through that process and you don't have to worry about, you know, kind of wondering like, OK, what do I do now? So that's why I said those are the steps that we need to take. So let's start where you at to get to where you need to be. And so I do that through resources and the tools needed for that.
For that. You know, we're talking about people coming over from other countries, but even in this country, if you were born in this country, there are people with food insecurities and housing issues. And, you know, I know that you mentor teens. That's one of the things that you do with Scarred Open Door Ministry. Do you find that it's easier to work with, especially with teens in a group, or individually? Because sometimes when people are coming over here, like we said, in a group setting from another country, there's you know, masses of people coming over one time, and they're kind of together. They understand each other's language. So do you find when you're working with teens with Scarred Open Door Ministry that it's better to work with them in a group or individual coaching when you're working with them?
I think I start out with individual. And then I get people that has the same problem or the same situation. I don't want to call it a problem, the same situation going on, so that they can come together and know that they're not alone and they can discuss their issues together. You know, first I assess them and find out what that situation is. And then when I find out that situation and I have other people that's in the same situation, then I say, OK, so let's bring them together as a group and let's talk about this as a group. And so they can get different aspects, you know, of what it is that they're dealing with. And so I find that teenagers work well with teenagers.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because then they can understand their language. And so I'm just there to kind of like facilitate what's going on, just to make sure that, you know, okay, everything that needs to be discussed is being discussed, because we have a a title of what we're talking about. You know, we're like, okay, this is what we're going to talk about. If we're talking about, and you know, with teens, let's just talk about, if we're talking about teen pregnancies, then okay, let's talk about that. And so I try to bring in ladies that has went through that already and has come through that to encourage them that, okay, first of all, it's something that you don't want to do prematurely. You do not want to prematurely because it can alter your life. Your life will be altered. Not with no, you know, it's going to be altered. But it's okay. So in the event that it does happen, then okay, it doesn't have to end your life. But now you just have responsibilities that you have to now, you know, okay, you have to recognize your responsibilities. And so this is how I bring people together. And it's like individual or, you know, even as a group, you know, their preference. When I meet somebody and then I have to, you know, make sure that they're okay with talking about it in a group, you know, or I can bring somebody in as, you know, my assistant, you know, bring them on, you know, on a Zoom call and say, okay, and give their testimony of what happened to them as a teen mother and the struggle that they had as a teen mother. And so then that'll let them know. And so as a group, I think I would bring together people that has been on that side, has been a teen mother, you know, and let them know the struggles of a teen mother. And then I can bring in, and I also bring in people that says, hey, you know, this is where you can go. You have, you know, you have so many other possibilities, you know, that's in front of you that you don't want to go down that road. Because me being a teenager and I've accomplished, you know, so much that, hey, you know, you want to, that's the way that you want to go and know that, you know, the peer pressure is out there. But that's what I taught my girls in SCARD, and I'm going to, you know, give this up. But in SCARD ministry, I allowed them to see their inner beauty and know their value and know that it wasn't about the lips, hips or the fingertips, but it was about who you are as a person. And the value, your value, how valuable you are, and that you just don't, you know, because you are a diamond, you know, you don't, a diamond is precious and everybody can't afford a diamond. So you don't give that what is precious over to people that is not going to recognize the quality of it. And so you have to recognize your quality, your abilities, you know, your inner beauty. It's not so much about the outer beauty. Yes, you know, as youth, we all have the outer beauty. But you want a person to know you for who you are, your inner beauty. And that's what's going to get you what you want. You're desiring what you're desiring. You'll get it. But you won't get it. You have to. It's a way that you want to get it. You just don't want to get it from anywhere and anybody. So that's what I teach my young girls, you know, like, hey, you know, your inner beauty.
Wow. Being and you lady, know what? Lady. The ladies.
I said, you know, being my lady. I said, you are my lady. You are being high above Ruby. So embrace your beauty, you know, your inner beauty. So that's what I do.
And the days like today with social media going crazy and people with teens, especially with teens a little bit, they're so into the social media. They're looking and finding out where is this person going and who's getting the likes. And they're really impressed with what's happening on the social media side. So if they're a teen and their life is not measuring up to what they're seeing, they're often depressed. And that's a high margin of depression for teens and even suicidal because some of them said they can't make it because they're not, you know, doing like their friends. And it's important for them to know. When you talked about the inner beauty, that is so key because a lot of times people are looking at the exterior on the television screen. You're seeing the celebrities and you're seeing, you know, they're doing this and the music and the sports icons. It looks like they have such a great life, but behind the scenes, they're suffering as well. And so I think it's important, as you mentioned, for the young teens out there. To understand the inner beauty and to really focus on the inner beauty. Like you said, it's not about the hips, fingertips, the hips, lips, or the fingertips. It's about what's on the inside. Helping young girls to realize, don't look at me for my behind, look at me for my mind. That inner beauty, that's like you said, they're a ruby. Absolutely. They're rubies. And so I think that's important. And that helps them to understand when they're coming to you, talking about the problems, things that are going on, they understand it's a safe environment, that you're there to help them, to join hands with yeah. them, to work through the problems, to, like I said, help provide the strategies and help them in a support group if needed, as yeah. with working with teams, because they do listen to each other a lot of times and things like that. How do you measure success for your clients? Because you've got different ages of individuals you're working with, not just the teens, but, you know, older women, young men, young boys, and different things like that, because, you know, a lot of people have problems. And so a lot of people are coming to life coaching, especially the older generation. Yeah. They're coming to life coach to get to a goal, to achieve a certain status, to work on a situation in their life. So how do you measure success for all these different, you know, types of clients? Because everybody's all over the place with what issues they got going on. Like I said, they got more issues than Scott Rowe tissues. So
yes,
how do you measure success for them?
Yeah. So I measure success by, you know, fulfillment, purpose,
okay.
you know, purpose and fulfillment. Success is not necessarily, you can move to the top of the ladder of success, but you can do it without fulfillment, without even reaching your purpose. You know, a lot of times that's what happens with people. They're chasing the dollar and they're chasing the recognition. Yes. You know, they want the recognition of the title of who they are. Rather than, I tell people all the time, I'm not caught up in titles. I'm caught up in the work of the title. So yes, I'm a life coach, but I'm more focused on what I'm doing instead of, you know, the title of what I'm doing. And so that's what I tell people, because people can live a life that is, you know, successful, but it's not fulfilling, you know, it's not fulfilling. And so it's a difference in living a life of purpose and just living a life of, you know, familiarity, you know, of a life of necessity, you know, okay, it's necessary that I go out here every day, get up Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and make the money and pay the bills. And so, yeah. And so that's a routine that people get in. And so rather than living a life of routine, I try to get people to say, let's live a life of purpose. Because when you live a life, because the life of routine will wear you out. You know, you get tired of it. You don't want to do it. Don't want to go. Hey, I'm tired of this job. You know, hey, they're getting on my nerves, you know. But let's try to live a life of a rich, fulfilling, purpose-driven life. And that makes a difference, because then you enjoy what you're doing. I enjoy what I'm doing. I enjoy being a caregiver. You know, I enjoy making the seniors' last years their best years. You know, yeah. I enjoy putting a smile on their face. When I walk into these homes, I walk in with the intentions of making a difference, putting a smile on their face, you know, letting them, you know, be the best that they can be at this time in their lives. You know, and not worry about, you know, the different disabilities that they have, but focus on the abilities and the pleasures in life and what they can enjoy and the enjoyment in life at this age. You know, you can instill joy life, you know, and so that can simply be just a conversation, you know. Having a friendly conversation with them, letting them, you know, reminisce on their past, what they went through, you know, letting them know that they still have value and worth, that they're still being heard, you know, they're still being heard. They're not pushed to the side and now they don't matter, you know, they're just merely existing. No, I go in with the intentions of, okay, what can I do every day that I walk into a home? I walk in with the intentions of making that day the best day of your life, you know, fulfilled with purpose. You know, when I leave there, I want to hear the words. I don't ask, but I want to hear the words. Thank you. I'm so glad you're here. You've made a difference. And up until this very moment, every home that I have went into, not just the seniors, but their family members, have told me how much they appreciated me being there because I take God with me. Let me tell you that. I take God with me first and foremost. That's the God that they see in me without me even. I let my light shine that they'll see my good works and glorify my Father in it. And so that's what I say to people, live a life of purpose. Find out, that's why I talk about the self-awareness, finding out what you were created to do and who you were created to be in this world. And not just existing, but having a purpose in this world. And so when you're purpose driven, that means you're driven towards that purpose. That means that's a drive in you that, hey, you got to be there. And with that, it takes determination. It takes dedication. It takes perseverance. You know, it takes discipline. You know, it takes discipline. All of that is required in a purpose-driven life. And so that's why I push people to that purpose in their lives so that they can see that, hey, this is what life is meant to be.
You know, we talked about scarred open door ministries. There are so many people that are scarred in life, you know, emotionally scarred and mentally scarred.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you talk about a purpose-filled life, making a difference, helping them to understand that they are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. And when you come in, you bring a spirit with you that people will put a smile on their face. You have a magnetic personality, you know, and that is something that's needed in a life coach. You want to go to a person that you feel comfortable with, that you feel that are an ally with you, that are going to help you with your problems and that you're going to make progress and things like that.
Yes.
Let's talk about the name of how you came up with the name of your business. Oh my, talk about purpose. Talk about purpose.
Well, I have to be honest. It wasn't me. It was God. When I came into this, when I was given this vision by God, and I said, okay, everything I do it unto God, okay? And he said, if you acknowledge me in all your ways, I'll direct your path. And so I said, okay, God, even with Scarred Open Door Ministry, when I first, you know, like, okay, God, you know, at first I was a person that liked to work behind the scenes, okay? Okay, I'll do whatever you want behind the scenes, you know. Don't want to be in the front, want to be in the back. But that was not my purpose. That was not the plan that God had for my life. And so when he began to put that vision and that desire down in the inside of me, I said, okay, I don't know what to do. So I need you to order my steps. I need you to give me what it is that I need. And so, like I said, purpose, it moves in different facets of your life. And so as you first stated with me, it started out with being, you know, in my caregiving business, Betty's Caregiving Service. And so it started there, and then, and that's the purpose, you know, and it just, you know, kept continuing to elevate to Scarred Open Door Ministries, you know. And so then that, when he gave me that vision, I was like, okay, what do I do? You know, so I never do anything. I acknowledge God in everything that I do. And so when he gave me Scarred Open Door Ministry, I was like, okay. And then he began to, he said he gives the vision and then he gives the provision for it. And so he sent the people to me that needed the ministry that I had. And then he sent me to ministries, you know, to help people in, you know, in groups and different ministries and churches and things. And so when he gave me the vision of being a life coach, it's just a continuation of what I'm doing anyway. You know, it's just a continuation of, okay, now I need you to do, you know, take it one step further. You know, not only are you touching the people that are scarred, but now you're helping them heal, help the healing process of their scar by helping them to pursue their purpose in life. And so I was actually in meditation one morning and I was like, okay, God, you told me I need to be a life coach. And you've given me the tools to be a life coach. Now, what name would you like to put? What do you want this to be called? And he just came up with it, Purpose Pushers. And as soon as I heard it, you know, I was like, wow, I love that name, Purpose Pushers. So my purpose is to push people into their purpose and into a lifestyle of purpose. Yeah. So it's not something that's happened once. It's a lifestyle that you have to develop.
That's amazing. And that's what people need to hear. People need to hear that. It's a lifestyle. And life coaching, that's what it's about. It's getting powerful tools to help you get some more powerful tools in your arsenal in life to help you to be able to make it and to navigate through the landmines that are out there that people fall into. Life coaching can really help you to identify some of those negative beliefs that you have to help you to get past some things. And I love the fact that you are a purpose pusher. You're helping push people past their limited belief thinking and some of those negative things and helping them to take action steps to live a better life. Since you do have your organization, Purpose Pushers, I know that you do consultations. So can you tell us a little bit about those that are listening that want to take advantage of a promotional item that you have available for those that are listening in on today? Let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay, so what my services provide is I do teleconferences, which is one-on-ones. You know, I do the in-person, like if you want an in-person session, you know, hey, we can meet at a designated spot. You can come to me. I can come to you. I do the webinars, which is the Zoom calls. I do those individually as well as group Zoom calls. And I do workshops. You know, so I do a workshop where I will, you know, create an atmosphere of, you know, people that, you know, desiring to the same information of what it is that they need to do in order to, you know, get into their purpose. And so, and, you know, I do retreats. And so they, and so my teleconferences lasts from 30 to 60 minutes, in person, 60 minutes, individual Zoom calls is 60 minutes. You know, groups is 60 minutes. And so we just go, you know, and it's flexible. You know, my hours is flexible. And so if they, you know, please call me and, you know, we can, you know, make it happen. You know, we'll make it happen together. Yes. And so, yeah, that's what I do. That's what I offer. And I also offer for the initial consultation, I offer up to 30 minutes of the free of the initial consultation. Yes. The first up to 30 minutes initial consultation is free.
And that's what you have, folks. You get 30 minutes of free consultation with Purpose Pushers, Miss Betty Howard, who's here to be able to help you to navigate, like I said, some of the landmines, to release that holographic grip that is on you, keeping you back from fulfilling your destiny and your purpose in life. Miss Howard, I am so happy that you joined us today. I want to thank you for being our special guest on today. You're helping people to, like I said, to be create a better life, to receive powerful transformations in their life. And it's so important with all of the noise that we have going on in our world today. We need someone that can help push us in a direction that can help us to live a better life so that we can get our mind off of all this negative talk and to be able to be the people that God created us to be, as you mentioned before, you know, he created us to be great and we want to be great. And in order to do that, you have to have the right tools. You have to have the right, identity, and you help people to get to that identity. So folks, you get a 30 minute free consultation if you contact the Purpose Pushers. Betty, how do our audience get a hold of you? What is their contact information that they can be able to take advantage of the promotional item on today to be able to get in contact with you? Can you leave them your contact information?
Yes. So you can call me. You can call Purpose Pushers at 520-683-9467. Or you can email me at bettyspurposepusher@gmail.com.
Wow. Thank you so much, folks. If you're listening, you get that 30 minute free consultation from a life coach. Betty Howard is her name. Her information will also be on our website. If you did not hear this entire broadcast on today, I want you to visit our website at road2eternity.net. You'll find Betty's information on there as well. And I want you to remember, folks, that you are uniquely designed and strategically gifted. Use your gifts to impact the world. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Gifted with Sheila White. We hope you understand how your gifts can make an impact on the world. Gifted with Sheila White is produced by Road to Eternity, a film and television production company.